Hey everyone, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about sales. And you know, the question that we want to explore today is sales natural or learned?
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
Right. This is a question I get quite often. And this is also one of the things I like the least about all the compliments and nice things people say about me, which is that I think that oftentimes when people hear me, especially on stage, they, I think, falsely get the impression that they would have to be as outgoing and as loud and as colorful as I am to be good in sales, and nothing could be further from the truth. But I just want to talk about this, like, selling. Is it natural? Is it learned? What is it? Can I learn how to be good at sales, or do I have to be born with it? Is it kind of a gift or something like that? And I know that you have a bunch of thoughts on this topic as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think I'll throw it out there and start. And I'm curious what you have to say. Based on my experience of working with founders and even their teams, as well as in my own companies, if somebody, I feel like sales is just like anything else, where if somebody's really focused learning the core principles of it, they can learn it. And I say that because to me, sales is very much just communication. And it's just like anything else. If if you've never been on a date, you go on a date. And you communicate and you figure out what dating's like. It's just like sales. If you've never sold anything before, you just go do it. And then you learn what it's like. And then eventually, you know, especially with things that are business oriented like sales, unlike relationships, I know there's courses and learnings you can have on dating and stuff, I'm sure. I've heard about some of those. I've been literally married since I was in my early 20s and dating since I was 15, the same person. But anyways, to me, like, yeah, you can learn it. You don't have to be born with it. I don't think there is a natural salesperson sort of persona that somebody has to be in order to be in sales or do sales.
I couldn't agree more with you. So I do believe that selling can be learned. I also do believe that there are certain talents or certain personality traits that some people have that will make it easier for them. Right, to sell or to be good at it. So I do think that there's a little bit of both, like nature and nurture in it. But I do think even if you are the most, you know, anti-social, even if you're somebody that's very, very, you know, introverted and does not like to interact with people and has difficulty communicating effectively with others, especially in person, even if you have real challenges with that, I think that you can learn all the basics to communicate well, and I think that you can learn to be really effective in selling. Now, if you compete with somebody directly who has a lot of natural talents and gifts, that loves people, that somebody is very charismatic, somebody that is very caring, that connects easily with people, that people are drawn to, and that person learns the basics as well, that person works as hard as you are, yeah, it's going to be difficult to perform better. But you don't have to perform better than the best salesperson on this planet. That should not be the benchmark. You just need to be performing well for your purposes, whatever it is that you're trying to sell. And you just need to be getting better at it. And especially if you're a founder, even with an engineering background, learning the basics of effective communication and learning how to sell will help you in so many ways, not just about closing customers, but attracting talent, attracting investment, getting your story out there. Just, it's going to benefit you in all walks of life, because really, anytime you communicate, you're selling in one way or another. So I want to talk about some of the, so I think we both agree sales is not totally natural. I think I added to it that I do believe there's certain personalities that might thrive. But I want to highlight one thing, you know, because I think usually when people think about the ideal, you know, the ideal kind of personality composition for somebody that's good at sales, we always think about like loud people, people that like to talk, people that like to be social, people that like tension, people that are very competitive, that kind of a very loud character. If you're the opposite of that, I think that being very loud has some benefits, or being very communicative has some benefits, but it really has also a ton of risks in terms of selling. These people, they need to learn to listen. They need to learn how to shut up. They need to learn how to use that intensity of their personality at the right moment, but how to not overwhelm people. So they also have challenges. And if you're a quieter person, maybe you have to learn how to be a little louder, maybe a little bit more social, but you have a lot of benefits. You might be just an amazing listener. You might be more thoughtful. You might be more caring. When you say things, they might carry more weight because people know that you're not just talking all day long, making tons of promises. So there's real benefits and strengths to being that type of personality that I think most people don't think of themselves, that they have certain strengths. If they wanted to learn, they see all these things just as weaknesses. And I think that that's absolutely wrong. And yeah, sales can be learned. Now let's talk about this a little bit. I'm curious, because you're always learning, right? And you are not a salesperson, but I can speak from experience. You get sales. You get it. You're a good salesperson. If you need to, you can be a very good salesperson. You might never think of yourself that way, but you get it. And you're also the type of person, just in general, from my observation, that would never say to himself, I'm not the type of person that can do X, Y, and Z. That's a limiting belief that you would never adopt. So you're like, well, sales, sure, it's simple. You're like, I can learn the basics. I can do this. It's not a problem. Anybody can. Was there ever a time, has there ever been a moment where you, like, or a period where you learned a ton about sales, that kind of changed your mind about it? Were there any kind of sprints or moments of learning about sales, or did it just always happen? Just marketing and sales has always been a blur, and you've always been learning, and you don't even know how you picked up all that know-how. How has your experience been with, like, learning some of the ABCs of sales? I'm curious about that.
Yeah, that's a great question. Thanks for the compliment. Yeah, I wouldn't want to say I'm not good at things, because it's not good in itself. I probably learned more about sales when I had to raise money for the first time, and I failed at Crazy Egg. And that was because we just failed at it. There's a whole bunch of reasons. Some of them were just our business and the market timing. Others were our own pitch and all that. And now I've learned that I could have pitched that business a much different way and actually raised money at that time, no problem. So I think for me, I actually learned it first by having to sell investors or fail at selling investors on the opportunity to invest in my company. The reason I say that is, that company was specifically, all sales were happening online, and we didn't have to talk to people to sell, because we're talking about more like inside sales and talking to people in order to sell. Because I think the online sales stuff is much more copy, marketing, product, and other things versus when you're actually having to pick up the phone and get, like, you know, ideally five figure or greater a year deals and things like that, maybe four figure depending on your economics. So to me, I learned it then. And the reason is, I really didn't understand sales in the same way, because we used to have a consulting business from 2003 onwards. I was actually not doing most of the sales. I would get involved in helping out and thinking through it, but that was more selling services, which to me is a lot different than selling software in a lot of ways. In a lot of ways, it's similar. And I never thought of us having to do sales. One of the reasons is my co-founder, Neil, would just do the sales. He, I think you would put on the spectrum of more natural, maybe like you, if you want to look at it like that, than myself as a natural in sales, like I was born selling kind of thing. I think both of you were much more born selling than I was. So that was probably my first shot when I realized I failed at it. And I realized that it's just communication and it's story and it's, compelling someone to really believe in you. And then after that, at Kissmetrics, for the longest time, we actually didn't hire a salesperson. Then eventually we did. And I learned more about sales at that point. And it just brought me back to, you know, we had to raise money for that business too, and we were successful. So I think I got good at that sales process. If you want to call, you know, taking or getting money from investors a sales process, you can. I don't really look at it like that, but that is where I think a lot of sales principles do apply.
I do think so, yeah.
And then when, yeah, and then